And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, Lingy, I was away last week.
Yes, you were.
And yes, I went to the GC, the Gold Coast, and stayed in Broadbeach. And I've discovered a nifty little hack, okay?
Ooh, I like these.
You know when you're on holidays and you're walking and you get those people on the side of the street that are maybe selling tours or holidays or whatever? Yep. They're great, but not when you're not interested. Because then they come up to you and you have to have a conversation and it can be a bit annoying.
Just politely say no, thank you.
Okay, so so if someone was like, g'day, you guys look like a nice family who are into, you know, would you be into trains
or helicopter tour,
you know? What do you reckon? What do you reckon, kids? You know, what would you do?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I found something better.
What?
My brain just came up with that. And my family was so impressed and I was like, I'm impressed. Because I didn't even think it. It just came out of my mouth. So this guy was standing there. We were walking down Cavill Avenue. We went to the markets, right? The famous Surfers Paradise markets there. Yeah, it's pretty much the same. The only thing that was missing, it was like the colourful sand in a bottle, like the shell with the eyes on it, sticky hands. It's pretty much the same as what it was in the 90s, right?
Yeah. They still have the meter maid?
No, I didn't see meter maid.
Sorry.
Yeah, No, that's fine. Anyway, so we're walking through down the side streets there and this guy's like, hey, girls, come here. And I just said, we live here. And kept walking. That's my new, and he stopped.
And shut him down.
Shut him down, bang, straight away.
He thought, we haven't got clueless tourists here.
No.
I've got locals.
We've got locals. So we live here. Perfect. Works. Like, I only tried it once, so currently 100% success rate.
Okay.
But if you're out on holidays and you don't want to deal with the, oh, no, thanks, it's a bit awkward, just, oh, we live here.
What if they call?
Amazing.
What if he calls you bluff? And say,
what are they going to say?
Well, ask a local question.
Like what?
I don't know, something about a street, you know?
or a landmark. Something about a street? How will I cover that?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Let's play.
This is it. Guess the year.
Now, when Tom's away, you explain the games.
Me?
So go for it. How does this one work?
We play some music and you have to, well, the way Tommy does it, you have to take your mind back. And relive some childhood trauma he often talks about a particular point in our life that makes us click and go, yes, that song was from that year. Now I'm ad-libbing myself right now.
No, good. Keep on going.
We guess. Yes. We write it down on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. On the count of three, we read it out at the same time. It's the closest without going over in the typical Price is Right style.
Love you, Larry.
Yeah, this is good going the other way.
I like it.
Is there anything else?
Nah, who cares? Anyway, okay, you can play along at home. 10 and 2, keep your hands on the wheel. If you are playing, we're going to use a pen and paper to write it down.
Tom is hating us right now listening to what we're doing.
Nah, he loves us. He backs us all the time. Anyway, let's start playing and we will start with what is normally song one. So let's start with that one again.
Funny
here you
that.
Go.
A little bit of Monica. Oh. A little bit of Erica by my side.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of Rita, all I need.
I think it's right at the turn.
Yeah, right at the turn.
Of the century.
Ooh.
Am I in that?
Yeah. See, I went,
Okay.
No, see, I shouldn't have said anything. Anyway, that's Mumbo Number 5.
Yes.
Was a hit for like 5 years straight.
Oh.
And then everyone hated it. Now you hear it, you're like, a little bit of Monica.
You can't help but move to it a little bit.
All right, here we go.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
2000.
96. I got really early. Let's have a listen.
The year was 1999.
Yes. And I don't have access to the ding. So ding, here we go.
I knew it was right on that 99, 2000.
Yeah, no, you did
anyway,
well. You did well, but not.
Silly.
Well enough. Song two.
One for the money and the free rises, two for the love.
Face suggests a lot to me.
That's one of the boy bands of that era. Which one, by the way? It's out of interest.
It's Next.
Oh.
It's Next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a story behind this one.
Down.
I got sunburned really bad. Spring sun got me And I was in high school at the time.
About what age? High school. Hang on, I've gone.
Too bad. You can't change it. You wrote it down now. No. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1995.
Oh.
The year was 2001.
Oh, okay. Ding. Okay. Well, that's a sweep for
me.
Yeah,
no, keep going.
We'll keep going,
though.
I
need some glory out of this. Some sort of, I don't know, honour.
Sure,
pride.
Here we go. Terrible song.
Okay, I don't know the song.
Yeah.
You can't keep choosing songs that so perfectly suit you.
Do you think it's me?
Yes, you choose these. You're in the little hosty chair over there.
I don't choose them.
Running the show today.
I don't choose them. I will tell you that. What's the year this year? Okay.
Can you give me a hint?
I cannot, unfortunately.
Okay, I'll go with...
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 2020.
2010.
Oh, okay.
The year was 2015.
That means I get it, though.
You get a point.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That
and
really is rewarding mediocrity, isn't
do
it?
Do you want to go for one more?
I'll give you one more, quick.
All right, here we go, quick. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse. Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah. I should get this exact. Kids played it all the time.
Do they? Do you know who it is?
Lil Nas X.
It is Lil Nas X. All right, write it down. 3, 2, 1. 2019. Oh!
18, 19.
The year was 2019.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, no.
God, it feels good. Another guest year will be played next Tuesday, but it'll be much of the same.
Oh, well done.
Losing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We had a wonderful night out with the family last night at the kids' school concert.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Deakin Waterfront, Costa Hall there. It was a fantastic night. I wasn't faced with the decision of... can you sneak off once your kids perform?
Of course not.
Because
not.
The performance was so wonderful.
it kept you there.
It had a great timeline. It kept everyone involved the whole time. It was brilliant. Well done to all the team at Fines Park where the kids go to. It was a brilliant night. But it did get the discussion going last night between a couple of parents as we were joking after the show saying those performances, dance recital, school concert, whatever it might be, that blow out to, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, if your child is performing within the first 10, 15, 20 minutes or so, is it okay for you to just say, I've watched my kids, see you later.
See you later, sneak. Oh, no, I'm just going to the toilet. Yeah. Never come back.
Is there any etiquette here? Log, you've said you've faced the one where you wanted to go at intermission of a 4-hour show, but you hung around and... had a snooze.
I hung around and had a snooze because my friends were like, you can't leave. And I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. But anyway, I'm not a parent. That's why we put it to the phones. 52232955. We've got a double pass to see Waterman up for grabs at Reading Cinemas Warren Ponds. Experience the difference. Dave from Geelong West, what say you? Can you leave early or do you have to stick around?
Well, so as your kids go through school, you obviously start at prep for the concert and then... they eventually get to grade 6, and I think that it's just etiquette to stick around because when your kid's in grade 6, you'd want all the parents to stick around for your kid as well and watch the rest of the concert and have a bit of a crowd there. So,
I agree with you, Dave.
I just think that it's etiquette to stick around.
Mm.
My daughter's sort of coming up to the grade 5, 6 years now, and I don't know.
I do have one question on it, Dave. Is there a certain time, though, length of the concert where it tips you a little bit the other way, where if a school's organised a 3.5-hour concert, you kind of give a little nod to the preppy parents and say, hey, it's cool,
you can head off.
I'm in the same boat as you, Ling. Our concerts only go for about 2.5 hours themselves. So.
Just 2.5 hours of greatness, Dave. I love it.
I think it's a perfect time.
Yeah.
And I mean, even by the end of that, you're still sort of going, oh. So it's depending on how good the concert is, I guess.
But you want some more? Sounds like they're serving punch at your concerts,
some
Dave.
I've ones in my years that I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. No. I wouldn't mind going home.
No, I'm going to go to yours. It sounds like they're catered and, someone's spiked
I like
the
Dave's
punch.
Support there.
Yeah.
Tanya from Lovely Banks. What about you, Tanya? Is there an etiquette? Is there a certain time frame where you can sneak off or you got to stick it out regardless?
Unfortunately, you've got to stick it out.
Boo.
So as painful as it is, I think you have to. But, you know, you risk the your kid cracking it when you say, oh, come on, we have to go halfway through, and they want to stay, and then all the parents will be watching you and your kid cracking it. So
can
you
do,
don't want to risk that.
Can you do the whole, hey, mum's just got to go to the toilet, and then just, I don't know, pop out somewhere for a wine and then come back?
Unfortunately not, but if you've got mum and dad there, you can say, oh, mum's just be back in a minute, and then you can go and do what you want and have dad stay behind.
Okay, so there's much to learn.
Like
there's much to learn for me, I'll admit that. Andy from Mount Dunedin, wrap this up for us. In regards to school concerts, dance recitals, what's the etiquette? Do you have to hang around to watch everyone's kid, or are you allowed to leave a bit early?
Yeah, you know what? I was going to be stuck on the fence with this one, but I think Tanya summed it up there. It's all about the kids. So it's not about us adults. So we have to sit through the test matches of all concerts. And we do have to do that. But it's the kids' night out, which is fantastic. However, I think schools should create a form guide for parents. So things to do, things to watch. I'm a little bit like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
I get a little bit lost after about a half an hour.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm looking at the cameraman and you know, he's doing something different. I'm losing interest.
Yeah.
But if I had a form guide there, a checklist of things to check off, like popcorn from the snack bar,
yes.
a tent visit to the toilet, I'm all right. I'll stick it out.
Little bingo card.
Cross out when the little preppy spots their parent in the front and they just break off from their performance, start waving to mum or dad.
Yeah.
Oh, absolute. That would be on the card, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Also, you see Lingy jump on stage. Hey, let's talk about my glory years, guys. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's do the cat's dance. It's all happening.
And you know what else? What else would be on the form guide would be the prep teacher doing the big song and dance in front of the kids as well so they can actually remember the routine.
Yes.
That would be on the form guide.
I love that. I say, let's do more catering at these events and you'll get more loggy, okay?
Just more drinks available.
and some small cheeses.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.